Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.
Welcome to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Steve is the founder of Financial Solutions for Business, the author of the Ultimate Business Owner Plan, and certified exit planning advisor. He uses his 25 years of working with successful business owners and interviews with top advisors and successful business owners to help baby boomer business owners create the business and the life they have always dreamed of. Now, here's Steve.
Welcome back to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show. We're here on Friday afternoons helping business owners create the business and the life that they've always dreamed of. And I've now very fortunate to have a guest and someone that I've known for 14, 15 years who's helped a lot of business owners create the business and the life that they've always dreamed of, Laurel Langmire. Laurel is known as the Millionaire Maker. She has a book titled that. She's a five times been on the New York Times bestseller list. She's helped create more than 2,000 millionaires worldwide. She's been featured on the Dr. Phil show as a wealth expert, as well as many of saw her on featured in The Secret, Forbes magazine, all sorts of other media and newspapers. She's all over the world teaching people how to create the millionaire lifestyle and become actual millionaires. So, Laurel, thank you very much for joining us. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Steve? Great to be here.
Yeah, great. Thanks for being on our show. So, you know, I gave obviously a lot of your background there. So, you know, briefly though, share with people, because I don't think people always see. They see, you know, you're this big success now, but they don't see the hard work and struggle of where you started and how you got to be where you are. So just take a second, if you would, and share kind of a little bit of your background and what you got you to where you are today.
I will. And I would also say that part of staying successful is still, you know, a lot of really focused discipline. I don't know if I call it work because I love to do what I'm doing, but you know, that discipline and commitment is what I see missing with most business owners. But I grew up on a farm in Nebraska, no conversation about money. Didn't even know what an asset was. So I don't think I heard the word until I went to university to get a finance degree and didn't really, really understand what it was. So I became a pure-blooded entrepreneur and a millionaire and know how to invest in real assets. So I think the point is I didn't grow up with any conversation about money. I knew that I didn't want to work for anyone. So I started a business at 17 and then did a multi-million dollar contract with Chevron at 24 and became a millionaire at 34 and never looked back. So, you know, we're growing a well into eight-figure business. We're worldwide. I don't even know that you know this, Steve, but we just recently this year opened offices in Johannesburg, London, four cities across Canada, and really ramped up our Australia. And we've had an office in Sydney since 2007. So we literally are making thousands of millionaires all over the world. The principles are the same. Just you got to be willing to take the right action.
Yes, you are, and you're focused and spend a lot of time with them. It's not like they're raised by nannies or something like that. So I do see a lot of frequent flyer miles in your future with all those offices, and congratulations on that success. And so I love your tagline of turn what you already know into dough. And we've got, you know, business owners that are our audience for the most part. A lot of them are doing well, some are maybe floundering. How can those guys take that line and turn what they already know into dough and really take it to the next level from wherever they're at?
I think a lot of that, Steve, is what they do every day. You know, I really teach a lot about having a revenue-producing day. And so what I find with you know, that the entrepreneur who doesn't have money every day is focused. I mean, money comes from other people, from, you know, as you as an entrepreneur deliver service to people, solving problems, meeting needs. There's compensation. So when you're short cash flow, it's typically a marketing and or sales effort. And really, it's probably sales. I think most people, you know, just, you know, they'll do a lot of marketing, they'll do some advertising, even run a local infomercial. But really, the lead capture to the follow-up to the actual when do you want to start, how do you want to pay that sale, I just see too many entrepreneurs abdicate that responsibility to somebody, and they wonder why they're cash poor. So to me, the focus, I mean, has to be on cash. I mean, from my online businesses to my offline businesses, I mean, I'm fed, you know, sales trackers to my phone several times a day, where the leads are coming from, where the money's coming from, how the sales are made. I mean, it is the highest point to put it, you know, in front of you as the owner of the company. No sales, no money. And I don't think there's enough focus on that. There's planning and organizing and structuring and then restructuring. And, you know, I just, there's easy ways to make fast cash and people forget about it.
I think that there's no question. I mean, who can argue with you about that? I mean, I think that from my point of view, it's maybe more fun, or it's kind of avoiding the problem of dealing, you know, if you're dealing with planning and all that kind of stuff. But sales is really the bottom line. And how do you help someone shift out of where they're at to having this focus and discipline and commitment that you talk about?
I think the number one thing I've seen in all the years I've been doing this is really your influence. And I would say your influence is really the people you hang out with and your environment that you spend time in. So stop spending time with negative people and don't ask opinions of the people that are side by side in the same level of result. And that's just an interesting conversation. Actually, not even interesting. It's interesting, boring opinions. So, and if your listeners are like being shocked that I'm so candid, it's just because I've done all the fluffy stuff before. I was in The Secret. I've been done all that kind of stuff. And the truth is, if you want money, you've got to hang out with people who know how to make it and are in that conversation on a regular basis. So it becomes part of your conversation. Like, I wouldn't know how to not talk about it. I wouldn't know how to not include it in every conversation. I wouldn't know how to not sell or see opportunities. So I think it's being in that environment and that experience of watching people that have made way more money and have had the success that you want, and be in their environment, be in their experience, understand what they do. And not just because you're, you know, watching from the sidelines, start doing it. Like, rich people don't clean their house, so stop cleaning your house. You say, well, I don't have the money. Well, then do, like you said, you might put more cash in your pocket and start making some money. I mean, that whole book was designed to help families make an extra $50 a day. $50 a day is $1,000 a month. And, you know, during the Grand Depression we just had, Steve, it was only $742 per family household that went into foreclosure. All the family needed to do is my $50 a day plan, and they could have saved their house. That's how little we're talking.
That's huge. Think of what a difference that would have made for our economy as a whole if people would just focus on the small things that turn into big results like that. So if I'm not hanging around, if I've got, as you said, people that aren't in that conversation about making money, where do I find those people? How do I get in touch with those people? How do I create that?
So there's a lot of online communities. I mean, our Live Out Loud community, is worldwide now. We actually have a new app. Can I tell them how to go get my free app so they can start hanging out with
please.
All of our community?
Yeah. No, we want to help people get more. So yeah, please.
Yeah, it's a very new. So if you go to one of the app stores, you go to the Google store, the app store, and download Live Out Loud Global. Once you download Live Out Loud Global, you'll see what we're doing, and then you'll see the community that is starting to form. So it's just been launched. So I think there's maybe 100 people out there that are in that community. But we have an enormous Facebook group that shares information and ideas and techniques. And there's a lot of great communities locally, offline. I love RIAs. I've always loved RIAs, which is your real estate investment associations. There's local, like, investment clubs, there's local, you know, just different groups that you can go to where business owners hang out. And I remember, I mean, there was a time, a little brief time, where during that Chevron contract, I had to become an employee because I couldn't afford the helicopter insurance to fly me around. So, or I didn't want to afford it. So I even remember being an employee, I'd hang out with entrepreneurs. I had an entrepreneurial card my whole life. I have even, you know, during that time, I think there's too many employees, you hang out with other employees. Entrepreneurs hang out with entrepreneurs. Investors hang out with investors. There's opportunities. I mean, today, I mean, we're in the richest economy. I'm acquiring so many cool businesses right now. I mean, so darn much fun. Like literally, I bet I buy a company or become part of a company just because they want my brains and Rolodex. So, like, I just took equity of this cool, it's called Scouts View. It's a company that actually helps place starting as a freshman year, which my son's a freshman, which is why it appealed to me. It has all sports. There's 27 sports in America. It places your kid on a video, and it markets your kid to college scouts. It is the coolest thing. And if you don't have good grades, there's a tutoring program. If you need more physical agility, it's got a fitness program. And I got some points of that because I'm going to help them market it, and I'm going to help them, you know, just be connected, because I know a lot of pro athletes, if they started endorsing it, it'd be a bigger deal. So my point is, like, I mean, I got a pizzeria for free. I've gotten hair salons for free. Just like real estate people fix and flip. I love fixing flip businesses. That's kind of my new funnest thing to do. But I mean, if I was listening right now and you weren't a business owner, I'd become one, and I'd figure out how to get my money moving, because buying assets right now is so extraordinary, and there's so many opportunities. But again, if you're not hanging out with the people who do it, you're just sitting behind the screen. And you know, Steve, what I think creates the worst influence to why many people don't get the result, and like you said earlier, do the small stuff, the $50 a day, the $100 a day, because they look at that and they say it's too much work. The truth is, you're building a proper business doing that, and the lottery system in the world has contaminated it. You know, people would rather spend $3 a day trying to like win a lottery versus learn how to do it right. So I think, I mean, and yeah. I travel all over the world. And I think America's become really, really lazy for a lot of reasons. And that's, you know, if I'm talking to you and you don't like me now, that's probably because I'm telling the truth.
Well, no, it is hard to know what you think about things, Laura. I know it is. You kind of sugarcoat things. I've always known that about you. And clearly energy is a problem for you. So let's break it down, though. What's your day look like right now? I mean, what's a typical day for you? You know, how do you do this? I mean, you talk about, I mean, I got to believe that people are listening, Laurel, and they hear, I'm acquiring businesses all the time, and I get hair salons and pizzerias for free, and they're like, what? I mean, it's got to be an out-of-body experience. So, A, how do you, I guess you talked about how you put yourself in a position where those things happen, but now how do you manage all that you've got to manage on a day-to-day basis? What are your daily habits?
That's good. So I don't do a lot, and that's the key. I don't do a lot. I lead a lot. I think a lot. I am in conversations. I mean, this week I was in an office week. I live here in Lake Tahoe, and then I hit the road again traveling next week. But I was probably in the office back-to-back meetings every 30 minutes. I mean, so I'm meeting with people, I'm looking at opportunities, I'm leading teams, I'm not doing it. So I have an extraordinary, so down to real tactics, I have an extraordinary accounting team who, and an oversight team that keeps track of the businesses that I'm a part of. And then I have a different team all through Live Out Loud, which is my primary, you know, education company, that sees to making sure that stuff's all working. So I get reports on a regular basis. So today, for example, I met with my sales teams. Did some training with them. I actually did a couple of sales calls, so I get down into the tactics to show them how a sales script and a sales call should be. Met with my marketing team. I've met with my accounting team. I am on my way after this radio interview to go meet with my programs and fulfillment team to make sure things are going well there. So I lead a lot of people. And of course, you know, I know people listening say, well, that costs money. Well, we're in business to make money. And what I find with especially that beginning entrepreneur who hasn't done quite six figures or in the low six figures, I can guarantee without even asking a question, they are doing too much work on their own. They're cleaning their house, they're getting their groceries, they're doing too much. And what happens when you do the doing of, say, even like logging into your own Facebook stuff, or, you know, writing your own book or whatever you're doing, you lose the ability to think strategically and see the opportunities because your head's down. So now it took a lot, and it's probably the largest leadership growth it took for me to get to where I am, where I'm not doing a lot and there's money, you know, in all the businesses to pay for the people. But it's something to aspire to. You know, and for those listening, if you want to know who's the first person I'd hire and the first person I hired when I was in a spare bedroom in, you know, Northern California, when I first started Live Out Loud and took it on its first run, my first year we made about $380,000. I had one other person, and all she did for me was set appointments, and I sold 4 to 5 hours a day. That's all I did every day is sold and make money. And then I would coach and I'd do some workshops, and you just got to start. you know, and then, as you know, that was 2001. As I got more money, then I would hire a great web team, and I got my online stuff fixed because I've made the money to do it. So the first person you need to hire is somebody to set appointments so you're on phone call selling, not talking, selling. And if you don't know what to sell, come see me and I'll help you figure out what to sell. You don't have to sell your own stuff. For the 5 years before that, you know this about me, Steve, from 96 to 2001, I sold Kiyosaki stuff. I was the master distributor for his game and the Rich Dad Poor Dad brand. And I didn't have stuff to sell. I didn't think I did. Turns out I have a lot of good stuff, but it wasn't ready to be written down. So in the meantime, I sold his stuff for 5 years. I did game nights. I sold his books. I did workshops under his brand. It was my own business, but I contracted to sell other people's stuff. So you don't have to come up with stuff. It took me those 5 years to develop my own brand, my own thinking, my own what I wanted to do. And then that's when I launched in 2001. And then I sold my stuff. So there's a lot of learning in that. Is too many people wait for their own stuff, for the perfect business model. Just start selling stuff, even if it's not your stuff.
You just start selling stuff, exactly. And so is that different for the mature business owner? Because our target is baby boomer business owners that maybe, you know, have been in business 10, 15, 20 years and have hit a plateau. Is it a different strategy for them, or is it just a different version of the same story?
I think it's a different version of the same story, and the real answer lies in a further assessment of seeing where their revenues are and where their revenues made. Because even the more mature business owner, 10, 15 years, what I find with them, they're caught in a trap of pre-depression strategies, and they don't know enough to move to the higher technologies, to new marketing strategies and sales strategies that actually can make them money faster. You know, they're just archaic, you know, and I don't say that to be judgmental. It's just you're doing some old stuff and it's not working, or you're working too hard for it. I find real estate agents have the most archaic model. I'm just starting to work with some car dealers and really bringing in some new technology and fresh energy and fresh marketing and really fresh strategy follow-up, you know, systems to them, having a blast doing those. And really just cleaning it up. It's just so old. So I think a lot of their plateau is, you know, they held on for dear life, you know, from 2008 to 2011, 12, and then they went back to early 2000 strategies and they don't work or they're not effective. And there's so much to do online right now. I mean, we're doing well into six figures a month just on online passive stuff because I hired a whole bunch of 20-year-old hotshots that know what they're doing, and they're just fresh into like new technologies and new online marketing strategies. And that's generating a better lead than me running around the, you know, world looking for somebody interested. So I think a lot of it is the same, you know, same story, different times, different version. And it depends on where your money comes from. Where your money comes from will tell me, you know, basically the whole story of your business. You know, does it come offline? Does it come online? Does it come from? I love the, it's only referral only. I mean, really, if you got that good a business, then you are ridiculous to not put on and offline strategies around all that referral business. So a lot of times, too, see more mature, what I call, you know, the baby boomer business, like you said, it gets very tunnel vision to one way that's easy. And what they're forgetting is there's a lot of different ways to make it passive. And easy and passive are very different. Passive means you get to go golf and sleep and do whatever you want. Like, you know, when I'm done earlier today, too, I'm going to go, you know, my kids are out of school. We're heading to the beach. We're going to go jet skiing to finish off in sunset to the night. And as soon as the snow falls, we ski 50, 60 days a year. I'm on the slopes. I don't work too hard. And I'm not a baby boomer, but I'm just in the generation right behind it. And I see them. I see them work their little tails off for easy stuff versus passive stuff. And I think of all the things we probably said on the interview, like those listening should be writing that down. Passive does not mean easy. Easy doesn't mean passive. They're two completely different things.
I think that is a critical point. And I might add maybe even a different word from easy is comfortable. That people get trapped doing what's comfortable and what they're used to and get afraid or just unwilling to get out of their box and do something different and explore these things that might not be comfortable initially but could create huge results that you're talking about. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And you know the other dynamic I see going on with a lot of baby boomers that have lived through the Depression, which, by the way, we all did no matter how old we were, is there, what I hear a lot is, I'm just so close to the end, I don't want to go again. To me, it's a ridiculous thinking. So, you know, I always teach there's two kinds of thinking. There's the occupational thinking, which is you're going to retire at a certain age. And by the way, retirement is an agricultural word. It means to put cattle to pasture to die. So you're not going to go retire and die. And then, so to hear those words out of an entrepreneur, because true wealth-building entrepreneurs, and I'll qualify that, wealth-building entrepreneurs, you will do what you're going to do until the day you die. You might just do it different. Like, I'm reconstituting my business a lot to do it different, so I'm even more and more passive as, you know, as I, you know, grow into later years and don't want to do whatever I want, you know, the amount of running around or whatever. So I'm changing the business, but my goal isn't to have it come down to some fixed income. I mean, I will do what I'm doing and be, you know, a world-leading coach and educator till the day I die. So I think part of what the listener really needs to get their head around is, what's your real goal? Is it because you just don't want to work so hard and you're heading to that fixed income occupational side, or are you going to stay a true-blooded entrepreneur and just, you know, do more things that create more income and keep the, you know, keep the trend line going up, but your work line going down? Like, to me, that's an ultimate exit, is the money keeps going up, not to a fixed, boring place and, you know, very unuseful place. So the work line goes up, or the work line goes down, and the income line goes up. That's a properly structured exit from a business. And I just don't see a lot of people, and it's not because they don't want it, Steve. I hear it over and over though, they want it. They don't know how to do it.
Right.
And then the other part, I want to come back to your word uncomfortable. The only reason things are uncomfortable for anybody at any age is because you don't know how to do them. So either learn them or hire people that know them. My strategy is to hire people that know them. I don't want to go learn how to build a website. So I'm going to hire somebody to do it. And you say, well, where do I get the money? I'll go get a coaching client. I'll go spend a day with somebody mentoring their business. I'll go down to one of these new dealerships I've just acquired as a client and work with them for a day. So I'll make the money, and then I put the money back into my company by hiring the right online tech people. Because I find a lot of baby boomers are, again, I keep saying that because I know myself, it's not a place I play in a lot, but man, to put money where I get more of a passive life, even though, like you said, it's uncomfortable, it's just different. So instead of uncomfortable, yeah, say, you know what, I just need to learn it or hire somebody that knows it so I get that part of my business back.
Well, I can't imagine that our listeners haven't been energized by your energy and want to get more of that in their life and more of the things that you talked about. Once, you know, especially for those baby boomers that are our target audience, where's the best place that they can get some of that from you? Where's the best place that they can, you know, get more information and get on this path that you painted?
So I have a free gift for everybody listening. So get a pen and paper. Go. I have a free gift. It's on liveoutloud.com/roadmap. So liveoutloud.com/roadmap. And what it is, it's a 7-series video that I did that starts laying out the Millionaire Maker Blueprint. So my Millionaire Maker book, which is, you know, titled The Millionaire Maker, it lays out a Millionaire Maker plan for 3 to 5 years to millionaire status, no matter how old, resources, doesn't matter where you are. You do everything I say in the book, and I have a game that goes with it. But this roadmap I developed is 7 videos that starts people on starting to understand the conversation we just had and things that they probably need and want to do.
That's awesome. That's very generous of you to offer 7 videos. So that, once again, that's www.liveoutloud.com/roadmap to get this 7-part video series to get on this life path that Laurel's created for herself, that is exciting, if nothing else. Agreed, Laurel?
And you can all have, yeah, it's available to anybody. I mean, I've had people that, you know, single moms on welfare, completely off welfare, making hundreds of thousands of dollars, doing what they love to do, being home more with their kids, and not living like that anymore. I've taken disabled people. I mean, it doesn't matter where you walk from or been from, it's do you want it? And are you willing to do what's going to be very, you know, as your words, uncomfortable and different just because you don't know the path? But are you willing to walk it by people who have done it? And I'm heading into 2 decades of this. you know, I'm getting up there. I've been doing this a long, long, long time and very sustainable because there's no pixie dust to it. It's just real business. You know, it's what, how the car, it's how every business owner, the Carnegies, Jobs, Gates, everybody's made their money. We make money in a business. We keep it highly, highly tax advantaged through corporate structure, and we start looking for opportunities to invest it. And so when you make it, yeah. keep it, invest, make it, keep it, invest it, and you use other people's skill sets so you're not working hard, it is the millionaire formula. It's not a hard formula, you know, to hard to understand, but you have to, what I find with most people is behaviorally, you've got to change things in your life to accommodate and really want it. And it's here.
Well,
we're waiting for you.
We're waiting for you, exactly. Well, thank you so much for your time, Laurel, and I sincerely appreciate you sharing your wisdom and your time with us. We really encourage people to go to liveoutloud.com/roadmap and get those videos and get on the path. You know, follow Laurel at Laurel on Twitter. She's got great stuff that she tweets out, or probably someone tweets out for her, I'm guessing, but it's great information. So, Laurel, thanks so much again, and have a great time jet skiing off into the sunset with the kids this afternoon.
I will. Thank you. Be well.
All right. Take care. Once again, that's Laurel Langmire, you know, 5-time best-selling author. If you do nothing else, listen to that again. She's had a lot to say. Get her videos at liveoutloud.com/roadmap, and I can't help but think it's going to help you have more of the business and the life that you want. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back with another very exciting, dynamic businesswoman, Kim Flynn, that really has some great tips on how to have a more successful business. So hold on through the commercial and stay tuned for Kim Flynn. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Please visit ultimatebusinessowner.com to contact Steve for more tips, strategies, and precautions to help you create the business and the life you have always dreamed of. Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.